Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to NASWIC Talks. We are so excited this morning. This morning, we have the opportunity to speak with Sharon Jackson of Land Development Group in West Palm Beach, Florida. Guys, if you're on the line this morning, we welcome you. We are NAVWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we are here each and every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, speaking with another entrepreneur in construction or in a related field and sharing information with each other. We definitely invite you to go ahead and send a text, send an email, begin to spread the word, and come by our website where you can read and learn more about our organization. Join the email list and consider becoming a part of our organization where you can be one of our future guests. This morning, we're on the line with Ms. Sharon Jackson out of West Palm Beach, Florida, and I want to open up the line to her this morning and welcome her to the show. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. This is Sharon. How are you doing?
Hey, we are very excited, Sharon. There are women calling in from across the country, excited about hearing your story. We're so glad that you took time out to be a part of the show this morning. Why don't we just go ahead and get into the conversation, and we want everyone who's listening from your browser to know that you can dial in, become a part of the conversation by just pressing 1. And the phone number to do that is 714-459-3918. Again, that's 714-459-3918. But let's just first jump in and learn a little bit about Ms. Sharon Jackson. Ms. Jackson, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, originally I'm from Alton, Illinois, and came to Florida 25 years ago by way of Atlanta, which is where I got my master's degree in land use planning. And got my first job in Orlando and spent 5 years in Orlando doing comprehensive planning for the city of Orlando. Did work on a team to do their first land use development plan, their first comprehensive plan, and then came to the city of West Palm Beach as a senior planner, and I worked for the city of West Palm Beach for 18 years as a senior planner, and then for 2 years as the director of their economic and community development department. The last 5 years working as a municipal in government was with the city of Lake Worth, and I was the director of planning, zoning, and historic preservation. And these last 3 years, as a result, and this is the story that a lot of people have felt in these last 5 years or so, at least during the downturn, the city of Lake Worth joined my department with another department. They put my department of planning and zoning underneath the building department, and then they eliminated my position. So that is when Land Development Group was born.
Wow. So, Sharon, first I'd like to say this, and we have more callers calling in, just want you to know, or listening in, just want you to know that this morning we are speaking with Sharon Jackson of Land Development Group in West Palm Beach, Florida. You know, Sharon, I was reading your bio, and that's where I first realized that you went to school in Edwardsville and that you were from Alton, Illinois. This is a place that I frequent each and every month, and I don't think I've ever met anybody from that area unless I was actually in that area, so I think that's kind of ironic and fun that you're from that area. But tell us a little bit about some of the projects you worked on while you were planning director with the city.
Well, you know, one of the things that we did, I mean, I said planning, zoning, and historic preservation. We created historic districts. The city of Lake Worth was a town that development skipped over. A lot of major development in the city of West Palm Beach, a lot of development happening in Boynton Beach and in Delray Beach, and next to nothing was happening in the city of Lake Worth. And part of that was because the city of Lake Worth, the zoning code was like wrestling with an alligator. It's very, very difficult to understand. The staff was very difficult to deal with. So when I got there, my, you know, primary goal was to write reports that were comprehensive and easy to read. It was to develop a process. It was to develop a process that people could come in and understand when they were going to start, basically when they were going to finish, and what was the expectation. It was to bring the departments because, you know, departments were, I'm not going to say they didn't get along, but we had to get together to review site plans because when you develop land, it impacts every department that operates within a city. So it is very important that you understand how it impacts them, they're able to talk to you, and that you're able to come up with a plan or a project that is a win-win. It's a win for the people who have to look for it, look at it. It is a win for the municipality, and it's a win for the developer. And that was what I did. I developed processes. There were issues. I always tell people I'm a problem solver because every job that I've had, I came in and they put on my plate, okay, these are my issues that have been hanging around for like 7 years, and it's your job to fix them. And so that's what I did with the city of Lake Worth. You know, there were like 8 major problems that had been hanging around for 8 years, so we just worked on them until we got them done. And they were done in a manner that everyone was pleased. You didn't have anyone walking away from the table that was angry. So that's what I did.
So glad. And you were sharing that after that you got that they basically eliminated your position there and it caused you to go ahead and get the land development group started. Tell us a little bit about that transition.
Absolutely. Now, that transition was not an easy transition because realize that I had the mindset of an employee for 25 years. Doing what needed to be done in a process, not thinking in terms of time and money, but just getting things done in a timely manner and doing it right, okay? Well, I had to change my attitude because time was money. And I had to stop jumping in saying, oh, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. You had to do the best you could in the shortest amount of time to please your client and to comply with the city. And I had to do a major time change, a major mind change. Now, the reason why I was good is because the reason why I worked so well with my clients was because I understood what the city wanted. I understood where the city always tried to get you to do more than the code really required. I understood how to read the code. My first clients primarily were churches. And a lot of times the church does not understand the code. They just go in there, people tell you what to do, and you say, oh, okay. But, in fact, it really was good because I was able to go in there, read the code, help them through the process so that they were able to get what they want, get what they needed, and still comply with the code. My clients have been, for the most part, small businesses. Small businesses and churches that really small operations, and they do not have the time to read city code. They do not have the time to go in and negotiate with employees. So that's why they hired me, so that I'd be able to go in there. I'd be able to follow through on the process. I would be able to fill out the paperwork. I would be able to sit with the various departments, and I would be able to submit their application, okay? And it freed them up to do their work and to make money. And that's basically what I have done for the last 3 years. Now, my newest client working with right now is for the City of Riviera Beach Housing Authority. I don't know how many of you know, but the Housing Authority had almost 200 units on a 15.5-acre site. In the last series of hurricanes, their units became so damaged that they had to be torn down. Now what they have, it is an administrative building in the center of 15 vacant acres. And they are trying to redevelop the site. So I'm working with them on developing the RFP, working with them with the executive director and developing an RFQ for developers and to develop the site, come in with new development of the site.
Well, Shannon, that's phenomenal. And it's clear that that would be such valuable work for women in construction, small businesses that don't necessarily have a whole lot of extra staff or have the know-how to understand how all of the licensing is taken care of. I want you to know that right now we are beginning to trend on Facebook, getting the word out that we are broadcasting live right now with Sharon Jackson and actually getting a few likes and a few comments. And so people will be jumping on the call as we continue to speak and listening to this call archived. And so the information that we're sharing here with women literally across the country that are in the construction industry and that are becoming exposed to NABWIC, we definitely want you to know that we welcome you to go over to our website, www.nabwic.com. Read a little more about our organization, our vision, and our mission. Consider becoming a part of the organization and definitely join the email list because our goal is to benefit you and go ahead and connect with you. Now, Sharon, I want you to maybe take a moment and talk a little bit about your experience with NABWIC, what that's been like. And just before we get into that, I want each of our callers to know, because we do have a few callers in the queue, that all you want to do to jump in and become a part of this conversation with Sharon Jackson is just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Join in on the conversation, any questions, comments, anything that you would like to add. I will recognize you in just a moment. Sharon, let's take a few moments and talk about how long you've been a part of NABWIC and what your experience has been.
Okay. The time frame is Land Development Corp is about 3 years old. And when I first started, I had, you know, how you travel the route, you know, trying to find projects, going to the school board, doing things like that to find out when these people are going to put out different contracts. And you just follow the crowd to, and during those meetings, obviously I met Ann McNeil. And in talking to her, and I've known Ann for probably 25 years. Okay, so this is probably reuniting with Ann McNeil. So it's not not a new union. This is a reuniting. And in talking over with Ann what I was doing, what was happening about Land Development Group, then she told me first about International Mastermind, about joining that group, and secondly about NABWIC. And the fact that it was about women in the construction industry and related industries, and Land Development Group was a related industry, and then I needed to get involved for a couple of reasons. One of the things that I didn't tell you in my past was when I was the director of housing and community development for the economic and community development for the city of West Palm Beach, we managed all of the state and federal grants, community block grant, HOME, which are both federal grants, SHIP, which is a state grant, and HOPA, which is another federal grant. That was over $2 million of grants for the city of West Palm Beach. For the city of Lake Worth, we managed a community development block grant. And that was a much smaller. So Ann also said, well, Sharon, you have grant writing experience. Also something that smaller businesses need to take advantage of. And that's how I got involved with NABWIC. NABWIC has been extremely informational in terms of just the natural development that you need as a woman in construction, or just as a person in construction. Just start at basic there. Just as a person in construction and related fields. And then on top of that, it becomes extremely important for you to get the expertise, just the stories that women will tell that help you overcome the next stumbling block. It has been an extremely good organization in terms of networking. I have met women all the way from Miami to Atlanta through NABWIC. Now, and I'm sure that if I was more involved, it would be from Washington to Washington D.C. to Washington State. So NABWIC is just one of those organizations that you do as a natural course, a part of your comprehensive education and part of your network. So I just can't tell you enough how it has helped me as a person and Land Development Group individual. So that's pretty much my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, unfortunately, my line was on mute. I'm sorry. What I was sharing with you was tell us a little bit about your business and why someone with a small business or medium-sized business, what are some of the things that they would reach out to maybe use you to help them do? All right. I believe that we have lost our caller. Are you there, Sharon?
I am here.
Hi. Okay, so we got you back. Did you hear my question?
Yes, your question was, how would a small business reach out to you? Why would they need me? And what I was getting ready to say is that businesses expand. One of my clients was his automotive repair. And no matter where they go, they require special land use approvals. And he reached out to me because in order to prepare his applications to interact with the city and to submit his application and follow through the process to the end. A lot of times, businesses need to make repairs to their business. And what is starting to happen, because municipalities are decreasing staff, it's taking more and more time to get a permit to repair anything. So a small business doesn't have time to call and ask what's going on. If there is something in the engineering department, then they have to call, find the person, find out what's wrong, make the corrections, go back, and it goes through a series. Usually your permit is approved by the engineering department, it's approved by the utility department, it's approved by the planning department, and that is time and process. And the reason why they would hire me is so that I would follow the permit through and they would be able to continue to operate their business. So it's more a thing of, I need to make money, therefore I hire someone else to deal with the details.
Awesome. And I know that's so much help because you have so much inside information and you're so familiar with the whole licensing process. What we want to do, we definitely have some callers calling in that want to become a part of this exciting conversation with Sharon Jackson of Land Development Group there in West Palm Beach, Florida. I want to open up the line and go out to caller Ann McNeil. And welcome to the call, and go ahead and become a part of the conversation.
Good morning, Sharon.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in. And as you know, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And my question to you this morning, Sharon, is, you know, as a part of NABWIC, we are readers of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Can you share with us your thoughts about this book?
Absolutely. I have naturally, as a masterminder, it's probably my fourth time around in reading Think and Grow Rich. Every time you read Think and Grow Rich, you get a new and greater in-depth perspective. It's like anything else. You get into the mode of putting into practice what you put into your mind, and they tell you to do very similar to what you're doing. You get into a group of people, like-minded people, that hold you accountable and that give you information to take you to higher heights. Think and Grow Rich is one of those. It is the granddaddy of all books, self-help books. Every self-help book is based on Think and Grow Rich in one form or another. So it's a must read.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Ann, for jumping in with that question. And, well, I'm on my fourth time around with Think and Grow Rich, too, so I look forward to giving you a quick call, sharing and kind of discussing some of the things that you're right. Every single time we read the book, we get more out of it, or I'm focusing in a different area, or I'm realizing or understanding something new. And so we definitely spread the word about that book and other books here in the organization to make sure that we're growing in our personal development as we grow our business. I want to go out to caller out in the D.C., Baltimore area, caller Sheila. Good morning, Sheila. Go ahead and become a part of the conversation.
Good morning. How is everyone? Good morning. Ms. Jackson, my question is, obviously you have a wealth of knowledge, and I work with small businesses basically doing business development and partnership engagement. And one of the things that I find is businesses have such a difficult time, especially if you're a small business, knowing how to get to the services that they need for their businesses, whether it's permits, whether it's looking for funding, it could be looking for a collaborative partner. Could you give some advice on perhaps how one could go about in a more organized, strategic way to get to those services?
Well, one thing, there's two things here, and you have everywhere, but you always need to get into the Chamber of Commerce. You know, we have a Hispanic Chamber, you have the predominantly white Chamber, you have a Black Chamber here. That is very, very, very informative, at least on the basics. There is also a Small Business Development Corporation. And I believe, I'm not sure that they are all over the U.S., but I know if you check the various university systems, they have nonprofit organizations that are usually something called similar to small development corporations. Those agencies are funded by the colleges and usually funded by the state, and they hold your hand. You go in there, and they will help you do your 501c3. Well, before I went in, I just knew that I had to get started and just listen to everybody and then went ahead and did it. Well, when I went to the Small Development Group, I'm sorry, the Small Business Development Corporation. They said, Sharon, you filed it the wrong way. This tax-wise is better for you. They help you fill out applications to submit for jobs. They are just a wealth of knowledge. Their classes are very, very inexpensive. And if you just need anything, you can just go and call them, make an appointment. And I have done it. And I have kicked myself 1,000 times that I've only gone to 5 or 6 classes and had just 1 or 2 meetings with them. Because every time I go, I find out how much more they will do for you. But those are the 2 places that I would immediately start. And, you know, networking. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, those were excellent suggestions. And the nice thing, the suggestions that you put forth, the nice thing about it, that they tend to be everywhere. There are chambers everywhere across the country in the Small Business Development Corporations. They are throughout the nation. So I thank you very much for those suggestions.
Thank you very much.
Wow, thank you so much for everything, Sharon, and I definitely want to thank you, Sheila, for jumping in, becoming a part of the conversation with that great question, and we just want to continue to impress upon everyone listening in, and we know that we have people that are still joining in. We've been reposted a few more times on Facebook. People are tweeting. I mean, everyone is really enjoying the conversation and the information that you're sharing this morning, Sharon, and so what we want to do as we begin to wind down on the show is have you go ahead and give a little bit of your contact information. I don't know, do you have a website or an email address, phone number, your business contact information so that the ladies that are listening in now and the ladies that are going to come and listen to the archive show or any business owner in construction or in related fields that are from this information understand that Sharon Jackson would be an asset to your network. Go ahead and reach out to her. So, Sharon, please just go ahead and give your best contact information for all of our listeners.
Land Developments Group, telephone number is 561-714-5681. And our email address is sjackson6195@comcast.net. You can call us at any time, and even if I don't am unable to take the call, obviously I will call you back either that day or, you know, later than 24 hours. We are just available. We're available to provide advice. We were available to actually put in processes for you or to get on a development team. That's also obviously really, really possible. So Land Development Group is not just Sharon Jackson. I also extend myself out to people. I have contacts with landscape architects, with engineers, transportation engineers. So it is, as I say, a group, not just Sharon Jackson. Thank you very much for letting me become part of the show.
Well, thanks, Sharon. And we want all of our listeners to know that you can read more about Sharon Jackson right there in the column next to where our show is being aired. All you want to do is go over to Blog Talk Radio. Search NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. And just scroll down to the archive show with Sharon Jackson. Now, I will update the information so that you do have that email address and that phone number, or you can listen to the show again, fast forward. Get everything that you need so that we can connect, help, and encourage and support each other in business. This is NABWIC Talks. We have this conversation every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And so we invite you to go ahead and spread the word, email it, text it, go ahead and post it on Facebook. When you get our post, go ahead and repost it. One of the other things you want to do is tweet it. Help us bring the Black Women in Construction together so that we can go ahead and work, inspire, encourage, and help and support each other in this industry. We'd also invite you to go by our website. That's www.navwic.com. And when you visit that website, we invite you to read more about Ann McNeil, more about the organization, and consider becoming a part of the organization and be one of our guests on a future show. Also, join the email list so that you can be made aware of all the upcoming shows, the upcoming guests, all the other things that NAVWIC is doing across the country, and you can continue to spread the word. So we thank each and every one of our listeners for being on this morning. We definitely want to thank you, Sharon Jackson, for the time that you put in this morning. Also, our caller, Ann, and our caller, Sheila, for joining in and becoming a part of the conversation. Guys, go out this morning and have a very, very blessed and productive day, and we look forward to each of you listening in and being a part of the conversation next week. So with that said, this is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. Thanks for being a part of our show this morning. Have a great day.